right here in the state of Maryland, upper Maryland. He illegally re-entered on a number of occasions. You had a grand jury with two men charged for trafficking firearms. You had, and we've seen it time and time and time again. And Donald Trump, this is a great commitment to enforcing the immigration law. We've seen the president did this his first term. Now he's done doing even more when it comes to legal immigration. And I think, Sean, let me be very clear. This, what we're seeing right now, is a direct result, we know, of the border issue. We've talked about it for years on this station, the failure of leadership in D.C. And these individuals arrested, they should have never been in the United States to begin with. The federal government has refused, and especially remember with the debacle, I mean, what Joe Biden did, open the floodgates to allow these criminal illegals into this country. But it's very important to note, everything I just named, these are right here in our backyard. These are our communities. Local law enforcement, I speak to the police officers all the time. Let's take Baltimore County, for example. Understaffed, overworked, completely stretched. And here they are in law enforcement having issues. These are federal officers going after these immigration or these illegal aliens. But the point is, our law enforcement should not have to be worrying about calls coming in about drug trafficking from people that should have never been in this country to begin with. A violent crime. This is right in our backyard. Your body, the court case, in the Maryland General Assembly for years has encouraged so-called welcoming policies, if that's what you want to call it. Remember, what did Martin O'Malley used to call new Americans welcoming, all that nonsense, and what we get, what, drug trafficking, firearms, illegals crossing the border, getting deported, crossing the border again three, four times, coming back. We warned you this would happen. It's happening, and thank God for Operation Take Back America. It really could be Operation Take Back Maryland, if you
have. Yeah, had we had this in place, maybe Kayla Hamilton or Rachel Warren would be alive today.
Exactly right.
I'm always Delegate Nina.